Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is April 6, 2020, and we are going to have a convo. Tonight's function is for us to share our experiences of the coronavirus or whatever challenge we're having. It's the first call we've had of this type, and I'm hoping we can have many more. Awakening Plus so far has been mostly a one-way energy transmission. It's been me and or Makisala sending energy to you guys or, you know, doing processes. And I'm really wanting to create more opportunity for hearing from you guys, have you sharing your experiences and such. Because I really love this to be not so much just a place where you go to have online events, but I'd love it to, you know, become a real community where we support, we connect, we actually, you know, help each other out. It's always been part of the vision since I formed Awakening Plus. So my hope is this call tonight will help to do that. And of course, our theme is what's up in everyone's faces, which is the coronavirus and all the things involved with that. So, I've already publicly shared my thoughts about it. I wrote a post on my astrology forecast on astroshaman.com, and I wrote nearly 3,000 words around the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction, and then went off on my general thoughts about what's happening. I also published a full moon forecast for the Libra full moon coming up where I went off on additional things. So my views are well known if you've read those. So I'm much more interested in hearing from you guys. So the theme tonight is, how are you doing? Where's your challenges? What are you doing well? How are you coping skillfully with this in ways that might help the other folks here? So that's kind of where I'm at. It's kind of freeform. And I'm going to make sure that people have the ability. Yes, everyone has the ability to unmute themselves. And we've got, looks like in addition to me, we have 7 other people. So I think that's a small enough number where you can manage yourselves. So I'm just going to invite whoever would like to jump in first. I actually have my guidance, even though I haven't said sacred space, my guides are still talking. And they're saying, take a moment. I'm not going to do a formal call in all the allies process because that's not necessary for just a chat like this. But I have a shortcut where I call them all at once. So just for a moment, let's close our eyes. I call the collective. I call my divine allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. Please come all at once. There they are. And let there now be a sacred container formed to hold in this good energy and ensure the only beings and energies that enter here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. And now anyone who wishes to bring in their own divine allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, we'll leave a moment for y'all to bring y'all's in. So call them in if you wish. Okay, that feels good. Alrighty, so we got some sacred space after all. Just didn't have to make a big deal about it. So whoever would like to share first, whether that's to just check in with challenges or generally how are you feeling, how are you coping well, the floor is open. And just unmute yourself by clicking the slash across your mic. If you're only on the phone, as are a couple of people, I believe *9 will unmute you. So have at it. Don't be shy.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. Hi.
Well, I feel like I'm a glimmer in this presentation, but I'm glad to be a glimmer. I live in a small town in Central Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so, so grateful to be a part of being a light worker. And I will share that, yes, it's been a lot to do for quite a while. But the healing process several nights ago was so beneficial that it has really made a difference since then, how much energy I've had and how much joy I participated in the And I really feel in my small way, the opportunities for the whole world are just tremendous.
Mm.
This whole deal. Thank you.
Mm, thank you. So it sounds like your experience sounds very positive. It sounds like you're very in good space around all this at the moment. Is that true?
It's true. That's very true.
Okay. So have you had in recent times challenging energies, where you've been really worried or kind of in a dark place around it at all?
No, not really. It was more my old habits and thinking that I wasn't doing it correctly. No, I haven't had problems myself.
Wow, that's beautiful. Wow, I really admire the strength of your divinity and the really strong foundation it gives you to be able to keep a really good energy mm-hmm. during all this challenging time.
Well, I'm thankful because it was a gift. It was not because I made it happen.
Ain't that how it works, really? Sweet. Thank you, Nikki. I really appreciate you sharing. And you're actually 81 years old, really?
Yes, you remembered, yes.
You just said it, too. But your vitality is just like, I mean, you feel much younger to me in your spirit.
Oh, thank you.
And maybe your service is part of what's keeping you bright. I don't know.
Well, it's because there's even joy in participating. I've already said it, but it's really true. It's a great blessing to be aged and still have something so interesting and worthwhile doing that's helpful.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to mute you, and who would like to speak? Oh, Deborah is unmuted. Hey, Deborah.
Oh, I'm glad you're on here, Nikki. I want to thank you and Benjamin. When we had the individual healings on Friday, we were working on my COVID symptoms, although I tested negative for COVID. And it has been, I have felt really good since. In terms of dealing with this for 3 weeks, that has been the biggest impact for me that helps. And so thank you again. I think Andrea was on that phone call, but I don't see her here. One thing interesting I noticed is I started teleworking again this morning, and within 1 hour of beginning teleworking, my fever started going up again.
Mm.
And so I recognized in this context something that was probably challenging me all along, which is that I'm very susceptible to stress, and I see how that pulls down my immune system.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in learning about that and working with that.
Mm, wow. Well, of course, I have an immediate thought that comes to mind in response to that. But again, should I share that?
I'll just. That's my job?
No. It's more about just noticing when you do become stressed and whatever tool you can on the spot pull out to get back to serenity. And my go-to tool when I feel that is just my embodied awakening invocation. I just say, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please let it come back. And that restores my serenity. So whether it's that tool or something else, I would just, since you obviously need to work, just be aware that there's a lot of really dark energy out there that can infiltrate and drag you down. So, you know, part of what all of us light workers have to do is stay diligent, stay focused, notice our own fields. And if our own field's getting challenged, you know, what do I have to do to bring in more light, clear the heavy, you know, just be really, really diligent about that. Because your health is at stake for that now.
Yeah. And it's been an opportunity to really see that and that I wouldn't have paid attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your word diligent really helps me because I will tend to focus on things and I will not pay attention to what's going on inside myself. And I think that's what I really need to do.
Yeah. And you will find that it's possible to hold both awarenesses simultaneously as just a routine thing. I mean, you're out here doing your external thing, but there's also another part of your awareness monitoring your own body and your own system. And in fact, you could actually, as I always do, just invoke it, say, Spirit, grant me the ability to easily notice at the same time, not only what I'm doing out here, but also awareness of my body so I can make adjustments if I notice challenges to my bodily or energetic system. So just, you know, the invoke, you can invoke whatever you want. So that might be an interesting experiment to try and see how you do with that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and one, I see I'm going into teaching, and I'm going to try to keep it very minimal if I do this, but your abilities are way more than you might imagine. And you can ask for anything you want, and your divine will absolutely give it to you to the degree that you're ready to hold that. So I'm always a big fan of ask and see what I can get. See what the divine is able to do for me right now. Okay, cool. Thank you. Anything else you wanted to share, Deborah?
No, I'm just very grateful. I don't, you know, it is one way, and I don't think sometimes you know how much you all, you help us, you and Methuselah. Like even this morning when I woke up early, I got that healing session out again and I played it again. I have played these sessions from the library so many times and sometimes you don't get the thank you from that all the time. And now that we're live and actually seeing each other, I just want to thank you again because you and Methuselah have really changed my life in the last couple of years.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's very kind. And by the way, Methuselah can't be here tonight, but she does send her love to all you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. That's really sweet. All right. Do you feel complete for now? Okay. And there may be opportunities for additional sharing from the same people, but I'd like to leave time for everyone at least to check in briefly who wants to check in. So whoever would like to go next, just unmute yourself, and we'd love to hear from everyone who's on the call if you'd like to share. Or if not, I'll just start unmuting people. Here's Anjuli. Hi.
Hi, I'll try to be a little brave.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out exactly how I would say this. So this isolation, homebound stuff, unfortunately, is not new to me.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 years ago, I was in like my dream job, traveling all around the world, and I was impacted in a car accident.
Oh.
And it took me out. I mean, I came out with, you know, a lot of health problems, traumatic brain injury, things like that, which I have been fighting to get through. But I've been through it long enough that I got through the dark, scary, deepish, shadowy times where, you know, you feel like giving up. And I started to really get to the point of embracing it and understanding all the gifts and the beauty that came from slowing down, sitting and working with a lot more of my trauma and healing, getting new health diagnosis for things that I didn't even know I had pre-accident that have helped my life be better.
Wow.
Now I've, you know, moved to new places, gotten closer with my family. I now have a little dog. There's all these beautiful things that have come of it.
Oh.
And so by the time all this came around, I'm already at a point where I've been mostly isolated for a few years, and I have this super surge of energy now, like something's been waiting, I've been building up. I mean, even my healing abilities, energy flow has been building up, and I discovered you guys not long before my accident, and you know, she was just saying thanks to you, and I lurked for a lot of years before I got brave enough to start talking on these calls. But you were a huge part of helping me get through that and getting back to my center. So thank you from me too.
Oh, thank you.
But I find myself now in this really unique spot where I'm like, I'm okay with whatever happens. I've been in the high highs and been in the low lows, and now I'm just super grateful that I have in-house washer and dryer. I mean, I couldn't be more excited about little things. And I see all of these beautiful things that are happening and are coming out. And I think it's wonderful as an entire global society that we're facing our discomforts. We're facing ourselves. We're, a lot of people are finding maybe they're not in the relationship they want. Maybe they're not in the job they want. Maybe they're not in the path they want. And so I think a lot of this angsty energy we're feeling isn't just the eek, I'm stuck at home. It's the eek, I'm stuck with myself and I'm not sure what to do with that. And I think that there's great opportunity in it. And I see that for myself too, because I'm stuck on a totally different level. I'm excited to see what comes out. I want to know, like, what's the next thing? What's my next guidance? What do I get to move on and be better, bigger, more amazing me now that I'm hopefully coming out of this phase of reclusion from healing and all that. So maybe I can do more in this next phase. So I'm excited about that.
Wow, I feel your energy. That's fabulous. congratulations. You've definitely made a large comeback.
Thank you.
You know, watching Makisla come back from her stroke, it must have been somewhat similar. You know, watching her just being radically incapacitated and then having to, like a baby, just regain all of her core abilities. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that healing will continue for a while because I've had the head injury side of things, and it's a beautiful process. And interestingly, and I wonder if Makisla will find this too, but I found it weirdly heightens certain intuitive abilities. So maybe she'll end up having something like that too.
Well, she has. I mean, one of the first things a lot of us noticed who were there supporting her was when she came back and was able to be coherent again, she had this luminosity that was brand new. And, you know, it was interesting for a while. She then, that was really prominent for a couple of weeks, and then her energy kind of went back into her physical vehicle and just all the weeks it took her to really get it functioning at a reasonable level. And then the luminosity sort of showed again. And now it's all there. She's got the physical functionality. The luminosity is, you know, really bright. And she's not even close to the same being she was prior to the stroke. So it clearly was an awakening event, just as I'm sure your TBI had that same effect for you of, like you said, it recalibrated your life so radically. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It reminds me of the movie regarding Henry, starring Harrison Ford, where, you know, you see him at the start just as this gentle, loving person coming out of a coma, and slowly you realize that in his life before the coma, he was a real asshole.
Yeah.
And saying, whoa, he changed. So it's a real interesting perspective. Thank you. Anything else you wanted to share right now, Julie?
That was what came through me there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So much, so grateful for your sharing. Okay, so we'll mute you back. You already did. Who would like to go next? We've still got several people who have not shared. Go ahead, be bold. You're doing it. There we go. So, and who is this? All I see is a phone number.
Hi, this is Colette.
Colette, welcome.
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to comment now because I feel like my point of view about this situation is kind of unique, just like the previous callers. I've been in seclusion for the past 3 years.
Whoa.
Because I had a baby, and then I realized, like, I just wanted to keep him safe more than anything, so I cut everyone, including my abusive family, out of my life. And so I haven't really gone anywhere but the grocery store in the past 3 years. So
wow.
This hasn't changed much for me physically, but energetically, it's bringing up the fact that negative emotions and trauma and drama are not the truth of my being. And I can see the contrast more clearly now when really horrible negative stuff comes into my mind. I know for sure that's not coming from me, and it feels really liberating to be like, no thanks. It's a huge milestone for me to be able to trust myself, and I feel like this has helped me do that in a weird, energetic way, like, because I didn't know how much I was piggybacking off of other people's energy. Mm-hmm. I thought I could exist like an island and it would be okay, but now it's just bringing up the fact that I know that after this I do need to form friendships, you know, in real life. And I'm really grateful for this group that you have now, because other than this, I have really no contact with anybody. So I'm just so thankful for like-minded, supportive, positive people.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'll just thank you for sharing that. And I'll just mention, I in much of my life have been very independent, very do-it-yourself kind of thing. But in recent years, it's really been brought home to me very vividly how much better it is to have others to connect with. You know, in my own life, for the first time, I've got my Law of One tribe that we've been meeting with for several years. And there's this group of like 20, 30 people that just feel like family. You know, I've had so much connection with them every week when we get together and meet and have our discussion group. And also my sense of the coming age, the Aquarian age that's really blossoming now, is not about being the solo act. It is about merging with your brothers and sisters in consciousness. And like we do often in Awakening Plus, having that merged field of everybody. And it's not just a arithmetic 1, 2, 3, 4 gets better. It's more like 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. Every additional person brings a vastly greater amount of energy and bliss. So both for the pleasure of it and for the practicality of it, for the support of it, I'm all about, you know, finding your tribe, finding those you resonate with. And, you know, if you have to be isolated, I mean, that's one thing. And a lot of us are at least physically isolated, but, you know, with this Awakening Plus family we're forming and whatever other groups you're in harmony with, you know, it's a time to be connected. I just know that much more energy. That's why when we do a lot of the healing calls, it's, you know, when we did the healing call, just, what was it, last night, I think, or, you know, I'm so here, it may have been a night or two ago, I'm not sure, but, you know, the whole group was holding healing space for everybody. And, you know, we did it as a group, as a collective. It wasn't just me. So that shared support and that shared blending is, you know, I'll just say one last thing. You know, in the Law of One material that I studied with this group I've mentioned, they say we're at third density. When we go to fourth density, all these love and light people come onto a planet and they have individual awareness and they also become a planetary consciousness. We all merge and we become simultaneously conscious as the individual being and as the entire planetary awareness, which is just vastly greater than a single individual, you know, physical being. So you don't do that on your own. So I hope that's a relevant and helpful sharing. Did you have any last things you wanted to throw in there, Colette, before we let the next person speak?
Yeah, just one more thing. I haven't wanted to connect with other people as much as I do now, which is kind of ironic. It's just really strange to me, and like, that doesn't make sense. But anyway, one thing that I felt about this whole thing is, like, I feel like our planet has been in quarantine, like, spiritually, mm-hmm. galactically, and this quarantine is happening, our physical quarantine, it feels like it's happening right as our spiritual quarantine is being lifted. I don't know if anybody else feels like that, or it's just something I've been getting. It's just really interesting things coming into my awareness, like downloads and just being tuned into the earth. And I set my tent up out here on the ground so I could lay on the ground when we did that meditation on Saturday, and mm-hmm. it was amazing. Mm. And then on Sunday, I had one of the worst days I've had in months. Mm. And it was just like, man, oh, it was frustrating. But then at the same time, the next, like today, I realized, oh, okay, that was purging all the last little bits of yuck that I've been holding on to from my past so that I can be the luminous, loving being that I know is the truth of myself.
Beautiful. I've had, that's been my experience as well. And, again, I'm going to try to keep my comments brief here because this is about you guys more than me. But I totally resonate with that quarantine thing. You know, at least the readings I've read that resonate for me is humanity has been quarantined for a lot of reasons. And I think how we respond as now we're in this situation, if we do come into consciousness, if we do come into love and light and mutual support, you know, that will be perhaps the signal to these alien races who are kind of keeping an eye on us, so finally they're ready for us, you know. But if we stick with this service to self stuff and dominate and control and be cruel and vindictive to each other, then that's just a sign that we ain't ready yet. That's my understanding anyway. So hopefully enough of us will go love and light that we will get the tipping point shifted. We'll see. Thank you.
I feel like it's just right around the corner. Like, it's just about to happen, and I feel really excited. And I think that's what a lot of us are feeling. Like, yay, we're, you know, what we've been waiting for so long is right around the corner.
Yeah, it's super exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just, yeah, okay. I have some, I'll keep this next part to myself for now. So thank you. Thanks for sharing, Colette.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll mute you, and we've still got 2-3 folks who haven't spoken, so we invite you to unmute and share your thoughts as well. I see that Jeannie and Soleil have not spoken, and there's one more phone caller who has not spoken, so all of y'all are welcome to... Jeannie, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. I'm usually all revved up to share, but tonight I'm rather subdued.
Okay.
So I've really, really enjoyed listening to everyone, and I feel like we are a group, and I feel like I'm not just, you know, soulmates with the people in this group, but truly soulmates, you know, I'm a soulmate with everyone on the planet at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person. And the reason I'm so subdued is I've been so physically affected by this. I've been so, I don't even want to list my ailments, they were quite disturbing. And then that comes on top of months of being terrified. I had some life circumstances that I just couldn't handle. I couldn't figure out why it was so terrifying to me to be around my mother-in-law, and she has quite some problems and such, but still, you know, I should, listeners, I should be able to handle it better, and I wasn't. So it just perplexed me, and just over the last few days, I've gotten some extra help, and so I appreciate all the extra classes and the healings and, you know, all the bonus calls. Benjamin, and I got some help from a teacher who doesn't do individuals at all anymore. She's been at this for 43 years. She's in Australia.
Wow.
And I've been with her about 3 years, and we just do group once a month, group things, and it's just one way. But I emailed her to thank her for a song that she sent out and mentioned that I couldn't listen to her stuff. For 3 years, I've been listening to her stuff over and over again.
Mm.
And thank goodness I have your library to put me to sleep at night or to calm me down or whatever. Because I couldn't figure out why I couldn't listen to her stuff anymore. And it was like, I said, I don't understand why I'm so unsettled. And then as a very special favor, she took a look at my field. And she emailed me just last night, and I felt very special and honored that she would, you know, do an, you know, take an interest in an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do feel kind of close to her, she's good at telepathy, so I can hear her and she can hear my thoughts. But then there's other people. I mean, I can't do that with. There's just a very few people who are gifted, and so I feel like I know her, and she feels like she knows me. And she said in my field there were all kinds of wavy things, and they were being cleared out. And what happened, it took so long for her to watch what was going on to have my field cleaned up. She said that she drifted off. She fell asleep. And she forgot to email me and tell me that this had gone on. So I just got the email last night, and I felt very honored and whatnot, and it sort of put me at ease. And I do know that I had a much greater sense of well-being after she did this.
Sweet.
And and so what's happened, the reason I'm sort of subdued today, is because I'm not terrified anymore.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, after months and months and months of being terrified, and then my TMJ went out terribly, and my chiropractor wasn't practicing because of the virus thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was at a loss there, and then I re-injured my knee, and then it just goes on, just like all these physical things. And she said, you really must clean your field. She said, this is not a prescription, it's a strong suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
You must clean your field at least once a day, maybe twice a day, in the morning, at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have keen awareness. You have to participate. You have to know where they're working. You have to shine a light, you know, like you're put yourself in the sunlight or in the middle of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And you really look and you see where they're tagging what's wrong. And you have to give them time.
Mm.
It takes them, they do it slowly because they're diagnosing. They're triaging. They're deciding, oh, this particular bad piece of software in this person's field is from this particular group of nasties.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's so many tribes of wonderful beings, and there's so many tribes of not so wonderful beings.
Mm-hmm.
And the beings that she has introduced us to are above all universes. They are taking an interest in Earth right now because of what's going on for here for quite the decades now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful, and I've worked with them for quite a while, and they're different. They've obviously never been in any physical form on any planet. They're the creators of universes.
Wow.
And what she's found since she's been doing this for so very long is that she'll get passed up. She'll think, oh, this is the ultimate group, you know, that creates universes. And then they'll pass her on up to a higher group. So I don't know, you know, that there's any limit to how high a being you can reach for.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that, and that I'm glad that she helped me, and I'm glad that I had your stuff to use, because I couldn't use any of her stuff for a while because it was really bothering me.
Mm.
I suppose whatever was in my field didn't want me to listen to it, I guess. Would that be an accurate statement? I mean, would that be something?
It's possible. I can't vouch for the truth of it, but it makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, so that's what's going on here with me. And then, you know, the full moon in Aries is coming up. So I've had the opportunity to work on a relationship, and my husband's working at home, and he's quite the volatile type, and angry, and he's not into anything woo-woo, so it's quite interesting that, you know, we're a pair. And he's had to learn that, oh, I'm really, really bothering my wife. You know, I'm really bothering Jeannie by constantly erupting because his work is making him angry.
Mm-hmm.
And like somebody already mentioned, they're not in, he's just not into his job anymore. So I'm just going with the flow. And because I have these physical ailments, I've gone in and I found a central theme. And that theme is not to commit outside the home, not to make a big commitment to share my talents or to be a part of too much more. You know, I've been slightly reclusive like most of some of the other people on the call.
Mm-hmm.
And where that came from, it came from parents who wanted to keep me around the old homestead. Yes, we want you to be smart enough to go to medical school. Yes, we want you to make straight A's. Yes, we want you to get accepted. But no, you can't go because you have to stay around the old homestead and be at our beck and call. So I have these programs, and when something triggers them, then I get a physical symptom.
Wow. Can I share one thing that's coming in as you speak?
Please.
Just a thought.
Please.
Even though you're not externalizing much, I'm getting you're doing a lot of work for the collective just by dealing with your own stuff. And I think that's true for a lot of us light workers. If we just succeed in healing or mastering something within ourselves, there's a radiant effect that helps others clear it as well. And for some of us, the things we're working on aren't even ours. It sounds to me like yours is yours by, you know, genetic inheritance, but I just wanted to share, I believe that you're actually serving just by doing your own stuff. and setting sort of the energetic template that radiates out, yes, a person can be faced with a challenge on this level and still heal it and still master it. So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to how this is going to blossom out. I feel like there's something good coming.
Yeah, me too.
For a lot of us, for, you know, somehow.
Well, thanks.
And I found a compassion. I wonder if you could make any comment on the phrase wild compassion. What would wild compassion be? I know what compassion is. I don't know.
I'm just getting really enthusiastic compassion. So
okay.
Compassionate, you're jumping up and down or something.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyway, thanks for letting me share.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so we've got Soleil remaining and one of the phone callers. So either of you, please feel free to open up and chime in if you wish. So neither of them jumping at it. So, Soleil, I'm going to take the liberty of unmuting you. And if you wish to speak, feel free. And if you don't speak after a few seconds, then I'll just mute you back and respect your silence. So, Soleil, I've unmuted you. So if you would like to speak, then this is your moment.
Okay. Is my computer making a lot of noise?
A little bit.
Let me put the telephone in and see if that will help, because that was one reason why.
Okay. And just as an FYI, your video is completely fuzzed out. I don't know if there's something over your camera lens or what, but your video's on, but I totally can't see you.
Oh, I know. I didn't get prepared to be on screen.
Oh, that's all right. You can just, I'll just turn your camera off, so there's no concern with that.
Okay.
So we'll just put your name up there. So how are you doing these days with everything that's going on?
Actually, I am doing very well. I don't watch the news and keep up with it. I have watched certain things to know what's going on and what to do, but I have been just keeping myself basically meditating and listening to the audios and videos and focusing more on that, because at one point when I was watching that, if all of that, I started to feel myself feeling that mass panic, and I knew that wasn't what I wanted to do.
Right.
So I had to step away from it, and so basically, I don't look at it.
That sounds
wise.
And I
don't read the reports about it, because I work on keeping myself connected to spirit more so than anything else. And that's the only way I know that I can take care of me.
Very wise. In fact, I've been listening now to some podcasts on people who are like mental health professionals and advising people on how to work with the mental and emotional challenges that come up by being isolated and all the other things around this crisis. And that's exactly what they recommended. They said, if you are getting bummed out from the negativity of the news or anything like that, then give yourself positive input. That is, your diet isn't just what you put in your mouth. Your diet is what you watch and listen to and the vibration of that, and consciously choosing the kind of input that uplifts you and brings you into, you know, divine consciousness and radiance, obviously, is a great choice. So I applaud you for your wisdom there.
Oh, thank you. I don't know where it came from. I guess from spirit, but I just knew that it's more of a fear push, a fear tactic, and people set it up in their minds and attract what they fear. So I knew I couldn't. That wasn't the route I wanted to go.
Yeah, very wise. So
thank you for unmuting me, and thank you for what you do. I haven't listened live in a long, good a while, because usually on Mondays I had something else to do, and I'd have to listen to replays.
Okay. Well, has it been your experience that the replays are holding strong energy for you when you listen back to them?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Just when I get a chance to, yes. I'm behind and not listening every week, but yes. And I guess because I've been sticking to kind of my meditation practice too, and that has helped.
Yeah, I imagine. And no one should feel that they have to do all the calls, you know. So I don't want anyone getting frustrated because they're not keeping up. You know, just feel which ones am I called to do. And if you only do one out of several and that one works well for you, then that's sufficient. So there's no sense of obligation of having to do everything.
Thank you, I was going somewhere, going to swimming and then almost every day to water classes. And so I was getting home late.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that stopped though now.
Yeah, so for at least now you got Monday nights. That's fabulous. And whatever other nights we do stuff, we're just playing it by ear over here. So
okay, well thank you so much.
Thank you,
Selena. I'm so glad Michaela is doing so much better.
Me too. Yeah. She was just out walking around the garden a few minutes ago.
Oh, wonderful.
On her own with no walker. It was great. Cool. Thank you. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you.
All right. And the hand is raised on our other phone callers, so I'm going to unmute this person. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. It's nice to have a male.
Yeah, it's Robert. I'm in Highlands. And the news not helpful. I've been listening to a lot of the news. I'm trying to not do that. And the town is pretty much locked down. There's nothing going on. There's no people. There are two grocery stores open.
Mm-hmm.
And there's basically nothing to do. I'm usually working in a busy restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So I've been stuck in the house.
Wow.
You know, and reading and, you know, making like an apple crisp every once in a while. reading some Edgar Cayce, Chopra. I missed the healing last night. I'm going to catch up on that. But it's pretty, it's looking nearby. But it's, you know, we're hunkered down. We're waiting, you know, the restaurant's doing to-goes on weekends.
Right.
They do like four or five orders.
Wow.
So there's nothing to do. It's very, just very, you know, boring.
So is your state of mind mainly bored?
Or? Gotta hang in it.
Yeah. So,
what?
So I'm just curious. So what would you say, since you've been kind of shut in your house, what's your general emotional state been? Overall, would you say?
Well, my emotional state is just, you know, I'm just not very active. And I'm, you know, that's not as healthy as really. I'm usually very active.
Right.
And mentally, I'm okay because I have a lot of things to read and, you know, NPR is not all that. And one thing, though, that I want to mention is that the Jupiter Pluto is exactly opposite my sun.
Whoa, that's intense.
And I don't have any relationships going on now, but it's intense. Yeah, that's, I guess, an answer to your question. It's intense, but I find stuff to do. You know, I'm working in the kitchen. I go to the store every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, find stuff to read and, you know, go outside, feed the birds.
Nice.
It's a little different. I'm isolated in many ways.
I assume you're living on your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so again, there's always, I mean, of course, there's always Netflix or whatever your entertainment distractions are, but I would certainly encourage you, you know. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Yeah, but just, you know, taking maybe, now that you have a lot of time on your hands, maybe a little more time to meditate, or maybe, you know, that's I think, a big opportunity for those of us who have any spiritual interest, is to turn with and say, okay, now a little more time to connect with my divine in whatever way is makes it easiest for me. Yeah, that...
Of course.
That can be a... I mean, you know, there's some people who go on like... Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I'm, you know, meditating at all as a general attitude, and instead of a formal sitting, you know, I'm always in a meditative state, and you know, there's the question between the true self and the regular self. Mm. I'm trying to deal with that.
Nice.
But yeah, and you know, getting back to your sessions, they're really great. I like reading your stuff, and I have about 10 books on my bed that I'm reading.
Yeah. Sweet, you're like me. There's always more to read than there's time to read it. And what, do you mind sharing your first name?
Robert.
Robert, thank you. Yeah, thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it, brother. Is there anything else you wanted to share here?
Well, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you too. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to lower your hand.
Okay.
All right, so I'll let you go. So everyone has spoken, and we're not even an hour into this, so now we can open more broadly, and if anyone would like to jump in and just really share anything around this crisis, let me just share an overview. I'm actually a little surprised at the really strongly positive tone that I've heard so far. I mean, there's been some acknowledgement of challenge, but really what I'm mostly hearing is people excited about the opportunity and holding a nice conscious space to a large degree. And I just want to applaud you all for being in such positive space overall. Not in any way to downplay any challenges you might be having, because as I said, I've certainly been repeatedly triggered in recent weeks with Makisala, not because she's done anything, but just because part of our job with each other is to act as a catalyst, whether we mean to or not, and whatever is the next layer that of peeling that person has, then it's really our job to catalyze it, and then we get to skillfully peel it. So anyhow, so anything further that wants to be shared, either from your experience or in response to anything else anyone has said, the floor is open. So please feel free to unmute yourself and share anything that's coming up for you.
I wondered if you, Benjamin, or somebody else had a way to deal with being compassionate to those who are truly financially impacted. Great. I mean, you know, they really don't know what they're going to do for money in the next few weeks. And I just wondered, I just wish I had, you know, so much money that I could just help everybody out, and I don't. So there's got to be another way to look at it than money.
Right. So I'll tell you how I've responded to that, because I don't really have any spare cash either at the moment. I'm working on borrowed money pretty much right now. But one thing, I know a couple of people in my group who are just, you know, scraping by, and I went online and did a little research, and I discovered here in our town of Asheville, North Carolina, there's lots of programs that provide financial support and or other means of support for people who are in trouble. And there's even more of them now that this COVID-19 crisis has hit. So one thing you can do is, you know, go online and search a bit, like put in the name of your, if they're in your city, you know, put in the name of city, you know, public support or public financial resource or coronavirus, you know, support, you know, just those kind of keywords, and see what's in your area. And then what I just did is I found the link of this one site that collates all this, and I sent it over to them. And then also, it's worth noting that there are certain places that are hiring like crazy. I mean, if you want to go work for Amazon or Whole Foods, you know, they're hiring big time. So there are a few companies who are just doing boffo business because of the coronavirus,
right,
someone could potentially, you know, take temporary employment there. So that's another approach one could take. So those are just some things. If you don't actually have the means to actually support them directly, you can at least point them to resources.
Okay, I'll look into it. What do I type in to start?
Well, are these local people in your town?
The ones I'm thinking of now, yes. Yeah, so, I'm just seeing also on a global level also.
Well, global is a little beyond this, but you know, but just type in the name of your town and say either, you know, emergency support or charity or just some kind of word that would imply support. Okay. Just start Googling through and just start kind of getting inquisitive, and you should find resources that should be fairly easy to find. And you can then pass them along.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So a little chat on the side here. I'll verbalize this for those who are because those who are listening to this as a recording are not going to see the chat window, I don't think. So Anne Julie typed, feels like beautiful transformation, like a caterpillar going into a cocoon. They have to deconstruct into goo before becoming a butterfly. We're in a goo phase, haha. Then Nikki says, so glad Deborah has had healing. Deborah wrote, thank you, Nikki. You were a big part of that, and everyone on live or recording. Nikki, I've really benefited by listening to the replay of that time. Deborah, yes, me too. So lovely exchange on the side there. Anyone else who'd like to share? Hello?
Hi, this is Colette again.
Hello, Colette.
Hey, I just wanted to mention one thing that has given me a lot of comfort lately, and that's something that used to weigh me down. When I first had my spiritual awakening about 10 years ago, I realized that we're all connected, and so what I do actually affects other people and the whole world, even the smallest thing, like how many, you know, resources I use during the day or the way that I talk to myself, like it all makes a difference for everyone. Mm-hmm. And that used to bum me out, but now it's empowering me because I'm like, yes, I can make a difference by being kind to myself and my family.
Exactly. The microcosm.
And I envision it rippling out to all the houses and people around me and around the whole world too. That helps.
Thank you. I agree with you 100%. In fact, at the end of my 3,000-word Jupiter-Pluto interpretation, that's what I closed with. I says, every word you say, every thought you think, every action you do affects everyone and everything. So what are you contributing right now? Are you moving us toward paradise or hell? You know, so I'm totally on board with you there. In fact, the Hindus have a beautiful image for that. They call it Indra's web, I-N-D-R-A apostrophe S. And the other is like a big spider web, but more like a, you know, everyone's the center and every action, you know, affects all others. It's sometimes referred to as the butterfly effect. A butterfly waves its wings, and on the other side of the world, eventually a hurricane forms from the winds that were started by that. So I totally believe in that interconnectivity. And while it is a responsibility, it's, as you said, it's ultimately a great joy because you realize, wow, I can make a difference even if I'm, don't seem to be doing that much external stuff. I'm at least contributing positive, uplifting energy into the field. And that's service all by itself. So that's what that's what we're moving into with this shift, is realizing there is no other. One of my favorite quotes is, at least I heard that the great Indian Saint Ramana Maharshi, who's now passed, was asked by one of his followers, what do we do about other people? And his answer was, there are no other people. He was coming for that unity state. They're you. They're other you. In the Law of One material, the being they channel called Ross doesn't say other people. He says other selves, to drive that point home. So anyhow, so that's my own take on that. I agree with you 100%. Thank you for sharing that.
I apologize for not reading your post and reiterating what you were saying there. I just wanted to share that because I felt like sometimes it's like you feel helpless when you can't go anywhere and do anything. You feel like there's nothing you can do if you don't have a lot of money. But
It's every little thing that we do is sending out ripples. Every movement you make, everything that you say, everything that you think is sending out ripples. So it's like you can make a difference without going anywhere. And that just was super empowering for me because I was feeling hopeless. And that's just such a bad place to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for making that shift.
That's Thank you awesome. For your help. I use your invocations every single day. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. It's really feeling good to me to have. I wasn't expecting this kind of feedback, but to hear people who are really being helped by what I'm putting out there and what Makisla is doing is really heartening. Thank you all so much. It gives me fuel to keep going. Thank you. Thank you, Colette. So I'm going to mute you. Who else would like to contribute to the field here? Mickey? Or Soleil?
Yes. One thing I wanted to say, too, that has helped me, and that I do, when I have looked at things and heard of people having struggles, I always send a blessing to them. And I've started, I've been practicing gratitude for years, but lately I've just been practicing it daily, every day, and every night before I go to bed, thanks for every little thing. Mm-hmm. And just, like, even for listening, being here online with you all, just everything I've been started doing, gratitude. And for my money, thinking, even if something might run short, I have to give some to someone, money to someone, share it with someone else. I think, just give thanks for the money and not allow it to weigh me down. I have, because that's, if we don't see it as having it already and blessing us, then that's when we have more problems. And another thing, I forgot to mention that I'm so blessed that I live right now with my daughter, and they have a big backyard with lots of trees, and we walk out so far, and there's a long trail to walk. So that has been so helpful.
Nice.
And I know everybody can't get out in nature right now, but that has been a blessing for me.
Oh yeah, big time.
And I think that's it.
Thank you, Sully. You have so much wisdom. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Ty, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, this is Jeannie.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I think I came up with what wild compassion is.
Okay.
The other day, you know, I really appreciate everybody's comments, because when I get the mail and there's like five or six organizations asking for money, you know, charities, and you know, I can only give so much. I actually, for almost a whole year, I tried to give something to every single one that came, like, even if it was just $2. I mean, seriously, even if it was just $2. And finally, it just got to be so crazy, because then you get on everybody else's mail.
They share.
But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody, because they reminded me that when I get the mail every day, because I can't write a check to everyone, what I do is I hold those in my hand, and I have special invocations and prayers before I toss them, you know, away. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to include a special category. Imagine another piece of paper saying, anyone who is in need for health or safety or food or whatever they need for this crisis, that they also be included in my prayers.
And
so it's a daily thing, so over time it's, you know, evolved. But I just wanted to say that wild compassion, the answer that came was when you and Makisla do the low cost on the stop, and it's so beautiful. And that is wild compassion.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm a big fan of Makisla. She is just amazing. Both of y'all are amazing.
Well,
to
thank
go through
you.
Everything that you've been through and it to happen so beautifully. I mean, I was praying for you all the whole, I still am the whole time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we all love you guys a lot. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm inspired to share from the last two people who've spoken. And when I do my sitting at my mesa, some of the last things I do a gratitude practice. I just speak several things I'm grateful for. The idea is to get at least five, but I just have to kind of stop myself because I have so much to be grateful for. I finally just, I could sit here all day and be grateful for things, but let me just stop after a certain number. But I do definitely think of what I'm grateful for. And that, by the way, I've seen that practice in so many different spiritual paths. And even in business books I read, and I've read a lot of business books in the last year, even a lot of these people are saying you've got to hold high gratitude to really prosper. So that I just see reinforced all over the place. And then sending gratitude. Often, a standard at the end is I'm now sending blessings, if I have time, to a lot of individual people, dozens of them who are in my life in a meaningful way. And, I'll go, give a second or two to each one and then just, but blessing by name a whole bunch of different people, including all of my clients and members, past, present, and future, is one of the things I bless. So just giving out energy, again, giving an energetic contribution at least is helpful. And then the last thing I do before closing is that chant, the Loka Somista Sukhino Bhavantu chant from Amma the Hugging Saint. At least she is the one I learned it from, which just means may all beings be happy. And just, blessing all beings when I sing that. So it's good to do that at the end of a practice because, by then I've accumulated some really nice energy into the field and the field is really sweet and high vibration. And then to then just share that. Even when Makisla and I make love, we say, may the good medicine we make with our love making spread out and be shared with all those whom it may serve. We're not asking to be on divine webcams, but we're saying just the energy, the essence of it. We're making some really sweet energy here and may it bless others as well. So just offering whatever you do that's nice to all beings is just a sweet practice. And it's only really the last couple of years that I've really come into that level of giving. It's taken me a long time to evolve there because I was raised in a really selfish family and it was all about look out for number one. And it's been a long evolution in my 60 years to get around to me being a lot more giving than I used to be. And there's still some selfish pockets that I'm working on. So it's a process. But it's inspiring to hear you all. Several of you who are at levels of generosity beyond what I'm even at right now. So it's really inspiring to hear you guys. So thank you for sharing all that. Who else would like to speak? Well, we might be done then. Let's see. We've been going a little over an hour, and I had no particular duration even in mind here. So, anyone else who cares to share, speak, and let's see if there's anything left to be said.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Colette again.
Hi.
I wanted to share one more thing because I would regret it if I didn't. And
okay.
I hope you don't mind if I share someone else's work, but I feel like it's in alignment with the divine and would be of assistance to people who are desiring of it. It's
mm-hmm.
help. And it's healing glyphs. Dr. Jean Logan has come up with healing glyphs, and they're like little... pictures, like drawings that she's created in co-creation with source energy to help heal people of various that she's written several books, and all of the proceeds from the books go to an orphanage in South America.
Wow.
So some really amazing things. You guys want to look into it. It's Dr. Jean, J-E-A-N, Logan, L-O-G-A-N.
Hmm.
And she has Healing Glyphs, wow. G-L-Y-P-H-S.
Thank you. And thanks for spelling all that out, too.
You're welcome. I have her books and her cards, and I use them on myself and my family every day.
Wow.
And the reason why I think it's so valid for right now is because she has one for viruses.
Ooh.
And bacteria.
Nice.
Yeah. It's powerful. And the one for fear is really powerful, too. And you can try that for free if you just email her. I'm not affiliated with her. I just love her work and feel like it can help people.
Wow. Thank you. Healing Glyphs. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, last call for speaking. All right. So let me tell you the action step I'm going to take after all this. I'm going to set up a discussion thread in the forum for anyone who wants to continue this conversation there. And would just be delighted if this call kickstarted some more active feedback. I know there's been 8 of us interacting here, and we can continue this interaction there until our next live call. So I will, when I send the recording of this tonight or tomorrow, I will link to that newly created forum thread, and y'all feel free to jump in and keep it going. And of course, anyone who's hearing this as a replay, you are welcome there too. So thank you all so much. I've really enjoyed, and again, was honestly surprised. I wasn't imagining what would happen, but I find myself surprised of the high level of positivity and really sweet high vibration that you all are bringing to this crisis. I didn't hear a lot of people saying how depressed they've been or not knowing how they're going to get by. I haven't heard any of that tonight. So it's a credit to y'all that you're holding your light and your consciousness so strong in the midst of this challenge. And I hear many of you excited about the opportunity, as am I. I said, finally, it's here, as one of you said. Now we get to do the thing we're here for. Now we showed up here to bring the light at the right moment, and that moment is here. Super exciting. I'm getting chills. So thank you all for being here. So grateful that you all showed up. And we'll do this again in the not-too-distant future. So many thanks to you all, and many blessings, and goodbye for now.